Thank you, Brother John. It's good to be back, come back in your place of listening. I want to come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Trust we can be a help, an encouragement to you this day. And if you have your Bibles this day, we'd like for you to turn with us to 2 Chronicles chapter number 12, a thought that's been on our mind for several days and several weeks, and we have studied on it and studied on it and thought we'd just drop it off here. I guess everybody out there in radio land, wherever you may be, will agree with me that our world is in a mess and our nation's in a mess. Our county's in a mess. Our homes is in a mess. And our churches is in a mess. So we need the help of God to turn us back to the things of God. But I want to read two verses, and if I had all evening, there wouldn't be time to preach all this out. But I want us to look today here in 2 Chronicles chapter number 12, and I want to read two verses and just drop a thought with us this evening. 2 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse number 9. The Bible said, "So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord. And the treasures of the king's house he took all. He carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made." Verse number 10, "Instead of which King Rehoboam made shields of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house." Now, in this Bible, in reading and studying Scripture every time, you'll find gold, it represents God. Then when you find brass, it represents judgment. So we see here where we'll go back and refresh our memory just a little bit back to chapter number 10. We'll find where King Solomon died in the latter part of chapter 9, and his son Rehoboam was set up as king. And the Bible said he went to the older men and asked him what he should do. And the older men told him, "If you'll make the burden lighter and treat the people right, said they'll serve you from now on." And said he told him, said, "Well, we'll be back in 3 days, I believe it is, and I'll talk to you and give you an answer." Then he went to his peers, the young people, and the young people told him, said, "Now, if you'll just my father chastised you with whips, and I'm going to chastise you with scorpions." And he said, my thumb's going to be heavier than my father's loins was. So he forsook the counsel of the old people and listened to the counsel of the young people. Amen. You read this, keep on reading down through there in several chapters. You come to chapter 12. And the Bible said, "It came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, for he had forsook the law of the Lord, and all Israel with him." Amen. Now we notice what he done. He forsook the law of God. He turned away from God. And we'll find where he was a wicked king, turned into wickedness. And so this therefore brought the judgment of God upon Israel. So we see today in the time that we're in, where we are forsaking the law of God. From the White House all the way down to the hen house, we have forsaken the laws of God. And therefore he has brought on the judgment of God. But I'd like to talk just for a little while about our churches, the shape they're in, how we need the help of God in the time we're in. Now, the problem was here, he had forsaken God and turned his back on. All Israel turned with him. We blame our trouble on a president. We blame it on Congress. And I'm going to tell you, the president we have now, the one we had before, the one we had before him, go all the way back down. Though they were wicked, they was not our problem. Our problem problem is, down through the years, we have forsaken, turned our back on the laws of Almighty God. Amen. That's exactly what our problem is. Amen. You look here, then the Bible said, because they had forsaken the law of the Lord and turned their back on God, God then turned Shishak, the king of Egypt, loose on them and let them go down, amen, and overtake them. So the Bible said here, amen, that it took all the gold out of the king's house and took it all out of the Lord's house, which represents the glory of God and God Almighty. And I was talking to an old preacher one time, several years ago. He's dead now, but he said he had sat down and searched this Bible out. And when Solomon built the temple and God, he overlaid that thing with gold, he said he searched it out, and Solomon had put over 100 tons of pure gold in overlaying the temple. Now God give this to Solomon, and God put it in there, but his son forsook him. Amen. So forsook God. So God let Shishak, the king of Egypt, come up and take the gold out of the house of God, and let him take it out of the king's house. So therefore he turned around after he had took the gold out and had replaced it with brass. Now brass looks a whole lot like gold, but gold, as I said, it represents God Almighty. But you'll find brass where the altar out there went into the temple, it was overlaid with brass, with brazen altar, where they offered a sin sacrifice, so it represents a judgment of God. Amen. Bless your heart, they took out the things that God had given them, let the enemy take it out, so they just turned around and replaced it with something that looked like gold. Amen. Just to have something in there, but it was replaced with the judgment of God. Now, I'd like to go for a while in the New Testament, amen, and see where we have got ourselves in the church of the living God today. Amen. God has placed some mighty good things down in the church. When God had established the church, when he told Simon Peter, he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. So God set it up. Amen. And God said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The problem that's happened in our churches today is we've done just like Rehoboam, we turned our back on the laws of God. Amen. And the enemy is coming in and took out everything that's precious that God has given the church, and we've turned around and replaced it with brass, something that looks almost like the real thing, but it ain't a thing in the world but the judgment of God. Let's look now in Ephesians chapter number 4. I'd like for us to begin reading. There ain't enough time to preach this out, but I'll leave the thought with you and let you see what happened. In Ephesians chapter number 4, the Bible said in verse number 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascendeth, what is it but he that also descendeth? First into the lower parts of the earth. He that descendeth is the same also that ascendeth up far above heaven, that he might fill all things. Now you look in verse number 11, what God give the church. This was pure gold for the church of the living God. If we'll go back and begin to dig and try to get a hold of these things again, the church will prosper. But we're living in a time where we've lost these things. It's been robbed out of our our churches and we've replaced it with a lot of different things. The Bible said now in verse number 11, He gave some apostles, some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers. Now God set these in the church as it pleased Him. Friend, and we look around today, about all we've got in our churches today is some form of entertainment. Amen. The prophets is gone. The apostles is gone. Amen. The teachers is gone. Amen. All these things has been robbed out of the house of God. So therefore we have replaced it with brass and brought the judgment of God upon us. That's the reason why our churches is sitting today almost empty. That's the reason why our people are not being saved anymore. That's the reason why, amen, people are not being healed anymore. It's because we've let the enemy come in and say, ain't no use of that anymore. Amen. Somebody said, a woman asked my wife one time, I said, when I was a pastor in the church, I said, what have you got for the young people? Amen. I spoke up and said, we ain't got but nothing. Amen. But preaching, praying, singing, testifying, amen, a little hickory tea, if the kids don't mind. Friend, that's what our churches need today, is the power of God to get back in our midst again. We don't need jubilees. We don't need, amen, youth trips. We don't need car washes. We need to get back to God. Get God to replace. Throw that brass out. And get the gold of God back in our midst again. Amen. I'd like to tell you, somebody said, well now, I've got to have something for our young people. I remember several years ago, we was at a meeting. Me and my wife was, and they come together around the altar to pray. And there was this young girl, I'd say maybe 8 or 9 year old. I got down when we gathered around the altar and began to pray like prayer. Churches used to do. Amen. Instead of having doctor sounding brass or professing tinkling cymbal, how to read a prayer today, they'd gather around and pray to God. And this young lady I remember just as well as if yesterday she stood up about 8 or 9 year old, held her hand straight towards heaven and a shout to the top of her voice, ain't got a dance all over the church. You say, preacher, what in the world was going on? I'm saying that was back before the gold. I was took out and replaced with brass. Amen. I was in a service one night, several years ago. That's where all the gold got gone. I was in a church down here in Gadsden, Alabama. And they told them, pastor said, there's a young man sitting on the bench, 8 year old, that God has called to preach. I want him to stand and testify. I thought within myself I had to repent. I thought within myself, 8 year old, and God called to preach. That young man stood to his feet. Hey man, I had to repent right there. 8 year old standing up and just a walking Bible, anointed with the Holy Ghost, I'm preaching the Word of God. Preacher, why can't we see things like that today? Amen. The gold's been took out and brass has been put back in. Amen. The goodness and the glory of God has been robbed from us and we've had to put back, amen, skits and plays and programs.
Rams, amen, and praise teams, and athletes how to come in and speak to us. Ain't a thing in the world wrong with getting God back in our midst again. Amen. I got to thinking this morning, taking a shower, of a young lady up in North Carolina. I don't know. She's maybe 8 or 9 years old. Hey, man, was up at camp meeting a year or two back. And somebody asked her, her daddy or somebody asked her how to stand and testify. And my little 8 or 9 year old girl, I probably lasted about 15 minutes bragging on the goodness of God. And you say, preacher, why ain't we got something for our young folks? Because the gold's been took out. Amen. It's been replaced with brass. And God's a judging us for us of forsaking the laws of God. God said to bring your children up into nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's what's wrong. How we've got to the house today. Amen. Got them plug-in drugs. How the word takes up all of our time. After we don't have time anymore. Amen. To teach our children that God's still in the saving business. God's still in the healing business. God's still in the delivering business. God can help us in the day we're in. We'll realize the gold is gone. Amen. God said He placed him into the church. Amen. The Apostle Paul didn't do it. And the Baptists didn't do it. And the Church of God didn't do it. I didn't either. Did none of the rest of them. God said He placed them in the church. Now let's see what He said. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now God set them in the church. That is the gold that we need back. We need some evangelists. We need some pastors. We need some teachers. And when I talk about pastor, I don't mean somebody. I just got his name out on the board. I mean somebody that'll steal some time away and get a hold of God again. And lead the people in the ways of God. Amen. I ain't no way to preach all this out. Bible said, now what He put them in there for was for the perfecting of the saints. Amen. God bless your heart. Somebody says you can't be perfect. We're hanging the wrong title on that word perfected. Amen. He's talking about being mature. Grown up. Amen. Quit being a little thumb-sucking baby. Quit taking a pacifier. Grow up to know and take the Word of God and get nourished on it. You know what's happened to us? How the gold's been taken down and brass has been put back and God's a seen and sending leanness unto our soul. That's the reason why our young people are parading the streets today. Amen. Into dope. Amen. To fornication. Everything you can name of. Our young people is in it. I used to be some down the house of God. That would draw people. But the gold is gone. And it's been replaced with brass. Amen. We need this back in the church for the perfecting of the saints. Amen. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. We can go to church today and we can, before 12 o'clock, we'll have our arm wore out. Looking to wristwatch or wondering when the preacher's going to hush. Amen. We're not getting any edification. We're studying about so we're going to mess around and be late getting to the steakhouse. Somebody else will beat us there. Else my favorite TV program's going to be gone. Amen. We don't go to the house of God anymore. how to get edified, build up, how that we can get some strength on next week to face all the foes of this world. Friend, the goal is gone out of the house of God. Amen. I hate to have to preach a message like this. I remember preaching up at camp meetings how back in the fall in October I got a hold of something about like this, and I told the moderator, looked at him, told him, I said, I hate to have to preach like this, and he said, I don't believe a word of it. Amen. But it's time somebody got us woke up and got us stirred. You know what else I do, you older ones? I tell you something, gone out of the house of God that was there when we was young people. Amen. You be honest about it. You go there the day they said dry. You can stomp your foot. Amen. I said, well, bless his name, I'll leave that alone till later. I don't want to make nobody mad right now. I bless your heart. But it's got the word today. Men ain't able to preach. I saw mama side, she'd start trying to preach. Amen. We need some men of God. To get a hold of God again. Get to go and carry it back to the house of God. Get that brass and carry it out. Amen. You're welcome. I'm not afraid to preach what this Bible said. I suffer not a woman to teach or herself authority over man desire the office of a bishop. He desires the good work. Now that leaves mama out right there. Amen. I bless your heart. I'm not ashamed to preach it because it's in this book. Amen. The Bible said for the edifying of the body of Christ till we come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, a mature, a grown up man unto the measure of the statue of the fullness of Christ. You know what's gone? Amen. Our gold is gone. All we've got today is a bunch of brass. Amen. It'll keeker on you. Amen. Causing the judgment of God to fall. Amen. No wonder we can't see sinners saved. No gold in the house. And no God in the house. So therefore we're just left under the judgment hand of God. Amen. We just as well to be honest about it. Amen. There ain't no use to keep playing around the day we're in. We're in trouble. Our churches is in trouble. You know, churches try out Pastor Dave just like going to the store and trying on shoes. They'll get one, thank God, and if he preaches a little hard, we don't want him. We'll get us one to tell a few jokes or get his message off of the computer. We don't want somebody to open the lid on this King James Bible and preach us what it says. But we need a man of God to preach this book. Amen. Now let's look, if you would, in the 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Amen. I'm going to read just 3 or 4 verses before we go off. Amen. Now, in chapter 12, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Now listen to what the Bible says. And God has set some in the church. God set them there. God put the gold there. Amen. This is not the Baptist or the Methodist or nobody else. God set them in the church as it pleased Him. First, God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Amen. Secondarily, prophets. Amen. Thirdly, teachers. Amen. God bless your heart. After that, miracles. You know that's something that's gone today, miracles out of our church. Amen. I'm going to tell this just for the glory of God. My wife sitting right over here. In 2001, she had a heart attack. Amen. She was in Gadsden intensive care. And I was a pastor in a church. I come in Sunday morning, got ready, went over and preached at the church. And I told the church, I said, now when I leave leave here. At 1 o'clock, I want you to find your place somewhere. And I want you to pray. I'm going in that intensive care with a bottle of oil. I'm just like the Bible said, and I'm going to anoint her. And I'm going to pray for her, and I want you to pray. Thank God the bottom third of her heart would quit working, doctor said. I'm just going to have to tuck it or do something with it. He said, I was on Sunday. On Monday, said, we're going to run one more test. They run a test and brought her back. No doc come in. He said, something's happened. I don't know what it is, but something happened. I said, the third part of that, bottom part of that heart has gone back to work. Boy, I almost shouted right into intensive care. I said, doc, I do. He's still a God in heaven. Amen. And since then, I believe it was, he was a man sitting there in the church, had a stroke, passed out. And I back at the door dismissing. Thank God he is out of this world. His face was gone. His whole side of his head was gone. Amen. Somebody hollered at me. I said, get the bottle of oil. I got the oil, the church gathered around. I anointed him and prayed for, we prayed for him. And God put his place right, face right back in place. He looked up and said, what's a going on? Amen. Our family made him go to the doctor the next day. Doctor said, you definitely had a stroke, but I don't know what took place. He said, I do. God heal me. Thank God, are you preaching a healing message? I'm preaching on the goal. Get it back in the house. Amen. God said, he put that in the church for it to be used. Amen. But we've got today where we're just as afraid of that. Amen. And God sent some in the church, first apostle, second prophet, third teacher, after that, the gifts of healing. Now that's Bible. You know what's happened? We've let all that gold get out. Amen. The next one is help, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracle, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Amen. I know the Bible said thou shalt not covet, but here he said to covet. Amen. Covet the most earnest gift, whatever God has placed in your life. Amen. Pray, live holy, walk before God, and let Him use you. I'd like to see our churches get back to the healing business again. I mean the healing of sinners that's lost in their sins. No power of God, no conviction, the gold is gone. It's all brass in the day we're in. Now the Bible said that God set these in the church. And if there ever was something that's good to the church, is these things right here. You don't hear them preached on anymore. Amen. You don't hear people talk about, God give me a gift for this, a gift for that. God's Bible said, any among you sick, let them call for the elder of the church. He said, let them anoint them. And let them pray for them. He said, the prayer of faith shall raise them up. And if they have committed any sins, it shall be forgiven. What is that, preacher? That's that gold that God put in the church. You know what we've done? We've thrown it all out and drug in some brass. Amen. What is that brass? It's a cell phone. Well, we can call 911 instead of calling on God. Amen. I bless your heart. I see our time has come and gone. So at this time, we'll turn it back to Brother John. But remember, the gold is gone, and it's been replaced with brass.